Shalom Rabosai, good Erev Shabbos. Today's daf is Erevin Daf Hey. Again, the Shirim and Erevin are the Schus Refuah Shleima for Chaim Ben Yomi Mordechai Ben Naida. We should have a continued Refuah Shleima. We are here at the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis. And we, again, in the Mishnah had talked about if you have a Korah that's over 20 Amos, so that is no good. Again, a Korah being a beam at the top of the entrance to an alleyway. So now the Gemara says like this, rather two dots at the bottom. Haya gavol meyashrim amo. Right, then what does the Mishnah say? It says yemayit. You should make it lower. So the Gemara says uba lemato, and you want here now to make it lower. You want to fix it. You have a korah that's over 20 amos. You want to fix it. So Rashi here, interestingly enough, says what are we talking about? We're talking about making the ground higher. Apparently, the korah that you have is either unmovable or unreachable, or you know, it makes much more sense to add dirt to the ground. If you look at Rashi, says ubo lemato, right? If kama mimayit, which is the next line of the Gemara, if you look at Rashi, says mashma kama yagbia hakarka. How much should you raise the ground? Other Rishonim understand that no, you're putting a new lechi in the way, but let's use Rashi. How much are you raising the ground here to make it obviously less than 20 amos? So back in the Gemara says, "Kama mimayit." How much should you make it lower? So the Gemara says, "Kama mimayit." What do you mean? How much do you need to make it? How much you need to make it small? What do you mean? Kama detzorichle. If it's 21 amos, so you need to make it smaller by an amma and a quarter. If it's 25 amos, you need to make it smaller by an amma and by 5 amos and change. Like, what do you mean, kama mimayit? So the Gemara explains, Elo rochvo bakama, meaning how deep into the mavui do you need to go? Right? If you're adding a mound, you're adding a little bit of dirt, you're bringing some more dirt, let's say one amma of dirt to make, again, there'll be a little bit of a bump as you get out of the mavui, so that's noticeable, you look up, there's a korah, right, so within 20 amos, everything is good. How much, how far back into the mavui does that need to go? So Rav Yosef Amar Tefach and Abaye Amar Arba. Right, it's Machlokes Rav Yosef and Abaye, whether it's one Tefach or four. Okay, so the Gemara is going to give a bunch of options and possibilities as to what the Machlokes is. Lema B'hakam, maybe this is the Machlokes. Deman da Amar Tefach Kasavar Mutter L'Shtamish Takas HaKora. Man da Amar Arba Kasavar Asur L'Shtamish Takas HaKora. According to Rav Yosef, who says it's only one tefach, he holds that it's mutter for a person to carry up until underneath the korah. Right, again, when you're bringing the korah, you're allowed to carry in the mavui. So how far are you allowed to carry? Are you allowed to carry underneath the lechi, underneath the korah, or not? So according to Rav Yosef, you are allowed to carry underneath the korah. So therefore, you only need one tefach of raised ground because by the time you get to that mound, you look up. Oh, it's this is the end of the mavui, right? I should probably put this bag down. But according to Abaye, you're not allowed to carry underneath the korah. That's the end. Meaning, wherever the korah stops, that's the end of the place where you're allowed to carry. That now you already need the mound, the ground, to be noticeable from farther away. So therefore, you need four tefachim of raised ground to make sure that people realize that's the edge of the mavui. So the Gemara says, maybe that's not true. Maybe both Abaye and Rav Yosef both hold that it is mutter for you to carry underneath the korah. And this is really the machlokas. Mar savar korah mishum heker, mar savar korah mishum mechitza. Rav Yosef says, the purpose of a korah is just for a heker, just so you notice it and you see, it's the end of the mavui, I'm allowed to carry in the mavui, but I'm not allowed to carry in the shisa rabin. Abaye, though, requires a mechitza. And a mechitza, again, the area which a mechitza will set off, it can only be dalet amos, dalet tochen, dalet al dalet. So if the purpose of the korah is to be a mechitza, so underneath it, you need to have some sort of area that's dalet by dalet tochen, and therefore Abaye says you have to raise the ground for tochen underneath the korah. Okay, vibay seima, or you could say, right, dekuli alma korah mishum heker. Right, really, Abaye and Rav Yosef agree that the whole purpose of a korah is just for a reminder not to carry into the shusar avin. V'hacha, what's the machlokas? Beheker shamata, beheker shamala kamefugi. The machlokas is, whether the heker above needs to be the same as the heker below. The Marsava Amrina Heker Shamata Keheker Shel Mala. According to Rav Yosef, they can be the same. Korah has to be a tefach, so too underneath can be a tefach. Marsava Lo Amrina Heker Shamata Keheker Shel Mala. And Abai says, no, they don't necessarily line up. You need to have a bigger area on the ground, right? A Korah, which can be a tefach, that's fine. But underneath, you don't necessarily notice the differences in the ground. You realize that you have to push the stroller over this little lip on the mavoi, but you may not necessarily realize that it's supposed to be a heker. So Abaye says you need to make that four tvachim. Okay, that's the third possibility. And finally, the fourth, really, Abaye and Rava agree that the top heker can be the same size as the bottom heker. The hacha, what's the here, the machokas between 1 and 4? They're simply arguing as to whether we're concerned that the ground will end up becoming less. Meaning, what are you doing? You're packing, again, according to Rashi, you're raising the ground. What are you doing? You're putting down some dirt to make it a little bit higher, so that it's less than 20 amos. Well, dirt can move, or it gets packed in when people roll stuff over it, or whatever. So, according to Rabbi Yosef, we're not concerned that the ground will shrink, and you'll be left with a situation where it's more than 20 amos high. And Abai says, no, we're very concerned that the ground will shrink, so you have to make it four tvachim in, so that it is longer, and therefore bigger, and we won't have that issue of it becoming less when people start walking over it. Okay. Now, so that's in terms of whether the mavui is too high. What about it, whether the mavui is too low? Right? We mentioned that it has to be up until 20 amos, but it also has to be at least 10 tvachim. And you are allowed to have a korah that's at least 10 tvachim off the ground. Less than that is no good. Right? Obviously, in that scenario, people are stepping over it. But either way, right? 10 tvachim is about, how many, is it 2 feet? Yeah, something like that. So if it's less than 10 tvachim, so then you got to dig underneath it. So what's the deal with that? So now the Gemara talks about this. So hayapachus me'asar tvachim, if the korah was less than 10 tvachim, right? V'chakak bo v'yishlimu la'asara. And you dug into the ground of the mavui to make it 10 tvachim. So kama chokek. So again, how far back into the mavui do you need to go? So Gemara says kama. Well, first the Gemara says, what do you mean kama chokek? Kama de tzorichle. You have to dig, right? First the Gemara understands how deep do you have to go, how far into the ground. So ella rather mishko v'kama, meaning how far does it have to go back into the mavui? So Rav Yosef, again, same Rav Yosef and Abaye, but now the shitas are bigger. Rav Yosef Amar Bigdalid, 4 tvachim, and Abaye says Arva Amos. So that's a much bigger shitas. If you look at Rashi over here, the machlokas here, the Gemara doesn't wonder what the machlokas is, right? Because Rashi explains, where is that? One second, sorry. Right. If you look at Dima Maskil Rav Yosef, so trying to find it in the middle. Right. So Dimishari le dofen bein the Rav Yosef bein Abaye beinan de litchazi hai dofen de shir hechsher orech mavui shalem. They're arguing the machlokas here is how big does a mavui have to be. Right. The Rav Yosef shir meshach mavui dal tvachim ve Abaye sfir le shir meshach mavui. But how long does a mavui have to be to qualify as a mavui? So according to Rav Yosef, it has to be 4 tvachim. According to Abaye, it has to be 4 amos. And that's why, and therefore, they both argue in that case and over here as well, that when you're digging down into the ground, you have to extend it at least the minimum shear for a mavui. Okay. Fine. Okay. Maybe they're arguing within this machlokas, Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi. It's not machlokas, but both of them said the same thing, and we're arguing. Maybe one of them holds of it and one of them doesn't. did, Mar, that it was said, Mavui Shinifrats Mitzido Klape Rosho. Let's say there's a hole in the wall of the Mavui. That's, again, a Mavui is in general has walls on three sides, and the exit, the one open side, the mouth, is into Rishus Harabim. Let's say the eastern wall, just for example, has a hole in the wall next to the mouth, near the mouth of the Mavui. So what's the deal? How big is that? Is that okay? Is that what's going on over here? So Itmar Mishmeid Rabbi Ami Rabbi Asi. So it was said in the name of Rabbi Ami Rabbi Asi, and Yesh Sham Pas Dalid Matir. Matir prepared to Ad Eser. If there is enough of a wall that the Korah is resting on, right? You can imagine the Korah is resting on a wall, and just past where the Korah is, there's a hole, and then the wall continues. So if you have Dalid Tfachim, in the wall that is underneath the Korah, yeah, so then you can have up until 10 Amos of hole in the wall. And as long as you have 4 Tfachim of wall underneath the Korah, and then you have a hole, and then the wall continues, so if that's the case, then you can have up until 10 Amos in the wall. Vim lav pachos mishlosha matir, shlosha enamatir. And if there isn't dalad tfachim of the wall that the korah is resting on, so then you can only have up until 3 tfachim. That's not a special din. That's just the din of love. That if a wall has less than 3 tfachim of a break in between it, so then it's considered as if it's full. So here again, the case is that if you have dalad tfachim underneath the korah, you can have up until 10 amos. If you don't, then you have just the regular case of lavud where it has to be less than 3 tfachim. So maybe the machlokas is the Rav Yosef isle de Rabbi Ami, the Abaye lasle de Rabbi Ami. Maybe Rav Yosef holds of Rabbi Ami Rabbi Asi. Rav Yosef said you only need 4 tfachim, and that's what Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi say, that the wall needs to be at least 4 tfachim, and then you can have up until 10 amos of space, and the mavui is still a legitimate mavui. But Abaye, who requires that the minimum shear for a mavui is 4 amos, maybe he would disagree with this whole shita, that if you have 4 tfachim on the wall, you can have up until 10 amos of the break of the hole. So Abaye would say to you, no. Because Hassam, Sof Mavui. There, you're dealing with a case where you had a Mavui, you had a Korah, and then the wall broke. But Hacha, over here we're dealing with a case of what are you trying to do? Right, the Korah is under 10 Tvachim. So what are you trying to do? You're trying to create a Mavui. Hacha Tchilas Mavui. You're trying to create a Kasher Mavui. Right, because right now, what do you have? You don't have anything. Right, you have a Korah that's under 10 Tvachim. You don't have a legitimate halachic situation. So here we're trying to create the beginning of a mavui, and therefore iika arba amos in lo lo. And if you have the 4 amos, so then that's going to be an actual mavui, because that's a bayis shir shita, that it's the minimum shir of a mavui. But if not, but if you don't have enough dalet amos, so then you're not going to be able to. It's not going to be kosher. It's not going to be good. Okay, so that's not necessarily a machlokas, you know, whether they hold a Rabbi Ami or Rabbi Asi. Amar Abaye says, "Mino amin Allah. I'll prove you my shita." Detanya the Wilder Abaye, "In mavui nitar belechi v'korah achi he batim v'chateros psuchim latocho." Again, if you remember the diagram we tried to paint for you at the beginning of the Masechta, it's always important to keep this in mind. The standard housing arrangements back in the day and the standard mavui situation was that you would have 8 houses, 4 on each side, all facing each other. The 2 houses would lead into a chater, so you had 2 on top, 2 on bottom into one chater, 2 on top into one chater, 2 on bottom left into another chater, 2 on top right into one chater, 2 on the bottom right into another chater. So you have 4 houses on each side, 2 chateros on each side, and that all leads, the chateros lead into the mavui. So as we said, this is what Abaye is saying. Ein mavui nitar belechi v'korah. The only way you can matir carrying in a mavui with a lechi or a korah is if you have this whole situation where you have houses into chatzeros into a mavui. That's the brisa. That is a Gemara we're going to see later on. Right? We saw it on Shabbos, but we'll see later on in the Masechta. Someone remarked to me, I don't know if it's true necessarily, but someone said that the Erevin is only best understood when you know what the next daf says. So we are going to quote all these concepts that we're going to see later, but okay, fine. Seder Mitzvah Shem, we'll learn it once, and then we'll go back and learn it again. So if the Mavoi only works if you have these houses and the courtyards into the Mavoi, V'ibedalet heichi mishkachos la. How in the world are you having four exits of Chatzeros into a Mavoi if it's four tefachim long? How does that work, right? Physically, right? There's no space. It just simply doesn't work. Like having two chateros on each side, that doesn't make any sense. One second, sorry. Okay. Okay. So the Gemara is actually going to say over here, if I'm not mistaken, that I painted the houses, the story of four houses and two chatzeros. If I'm not mistaken, the actual Gemara later on says two houses on each side and one chatzar on each side. So I guess it's really two chatzeros, but one on each side of the mavoi. Okay, we'll see the Gemara. It's not a tremendous nafkamina, but it helps to understand a little bit. So let's take two houses on each side, one chatzar on each side, and entering into a mavoi. But again, if you're four tefachim, it's really, really, really tiny. So how in the world are you having two entrances getting into a mavoi? So, v'chitema de pesach le b'dofana imtzoi, if you'll tell me that maybe there's an entrance on the back wall. Right, again, the mavoi has three walls. So maybe if you can't have two entrances, one on each side, maybe you have one on one side and one on the back wall. So, v'amar Rav Nachman, naktinan, we learned, Rav Nachman said that ezu mavoi shenitra b'lecha v'kora, what kind of courtyard is mutter with lecha v'kora? Kol she'arko yoser, yeser al rochbo, if the length is greater than the width, u'batim v'chaseros p'suchim l'toko, and you have houses and courtyards going into it. Rav Yosef, the pasuk lebe karen. So how does that work? So Rav Yosef would say to you, the pasuk lebe karen zavis. Yeah, okay. The entrances are flank the corners, and basically that. You can't have two doors across if it's only four tefachim long. But who says you can't use some of the corners and some of the back wall? So Rav Yosef would just tell you that's a karen zavis, and the corners is where the entrances are. Okay, so Abaye tried to prove his shita that a mavoi has to be four amos long, and Rav Yosef said, no, it can be four tefachim, because you can simply have the entrances in the corners, and that would work out fine. So Amar Abaye says, Mina amin Allah, I'll try to prove you from another case. So Amar Ami Barcham, Amar Avuna, Lechi habolit midofno shel mavoi. Let's say you have a lechi that sticks out from the wall of the mavoi. Pachos mi'arba amos nido mishum lechi. If it's less than four amos, it is considered to be a lechi, right? And you don't need another lechi to matir it. But dalet amos, though, if it is four amos long, then nido mishum mavoi. Then it's considered to be part of the mavoi itself, right? It's considered to be a wall of the mavoi, and then tzarech lechi acher la'atiro, and you need another lechi. So you see that if you have a wall of four amos, right, it's considered to be part of the mavoi, so apparently you see that four amos is the minimum shear for a mavoi. Right, so the Gemara says, Rav Yosef, no, lafuke mitoras lechi, lafuke mitoras lechi. Rav Yosef says, no, what are you talking about? Right, this is only the halacha of whether something is considered a lechi or whether something is considered a wall. Lafuke mitoras lechi. Adika arba amos, lemehavi mavoi. Right, if before the... if it's up until Dalet Amos, so then it's Mavoi is, sorry, my bad. Let me read a little better. Rav Yosef would tell you like this, meaning that the explanation is the same, I just read it poorly. La fuke mitoras lachi, if you're telling me whether a piece of wood or whatever it is a lechi or a wall, so then adik arba amos, the shear is Dalet Amos. But they have a Mavoi, but whether you're considering when something is a Mavoi or not, so then afilo avra tvachim, nami have a mavoi. Even an arba tefachim, even a four tefach wall, even a four tefach mavoi will still be legitimate. Okay. Gufa, let's go back to what we just said. Amar Abi Bar Chama, Amar Rav Huna, Lechi Aboli Midofno Shel Mavoi, Poches, Me'arba amos nidon mishum lechi ve'in tzarech lechi acher la'atiro. But dalet amos nidon mishum mavoi ve'tzarech lechi acher la'atiro. Again, if the lechi you have is four amos into the entrance of the mavoi, meaning across the length of the mavoi, so then it's considered, if it's less than four amos, it's considered to be a proper lechi. If it's more than four amos, it's considered to be a wall of the mavoi, and then you need another lechi to make it mutar to carry inside of it. The Gemara says, Oso lechi hechan ma'amido. The Gemara says, technical problem. Where are you putting this extra lechi? Again, a lechi, if you remember, is a korah, is a piece of wood on top, but a lechi is something that goes from the floor up until, if I'm not mistaken, 10 tefachim, and again, affixed to the side wall of the mavui. So here, the case is, again, if the board that you're using is four amos either thick or long to serve as the lechi, so then it is no longer functioning as a lechi, it's considered to be a wall. So the Gemara says, if you're putting another lechi at the end of that four amos lechi, so where are you putting it? Idimokele behedya. If you're putting it on the lechi that was too long, so osule, the kama osu who the kama osif ale, right? Your four amo lechi now just became a five amo lechi. Then it doesn't help at all. Some Rav Papa, see, and Rav Papa answers like you probably would have guessed, the mokila leidachki. So you have to put it on the other wall. Okay, Rav Huna brother of Yeshua Amar afilu temul the mokila behedya. Rav Huna ben Rav Yeshua says you can even put it on that lechi, that was too long. Dematfile o demifterle. Simply make it, well, Rashi has two explanations as to what that means, and they're not necessarily arguing, but if you look at Rashi, dematfile o demifterle, be gavo mimenu o namach mimenu, either make it, just simply make it taller or shorter, inami af mimenu o dak mimenu, or make it thicker or thinner. Meaning, make sure that you can tell that it's a lechi and not just an addition to the wall. Okay, just simply you can put it on the lechi that was too long, you just make sure it's distinct and then people can tell that it's a lechi. Amar Huna Breder of Yeshua, lo aran ela b'mavoi shmona. This halacha we just discussed is only if the mavoi itself is eight amos or more long. Right, again, you have a four amo long mavoi. The mouth, the opening of the mavoi can only be that. This is only if the mouth or the width of the mavoi is 8 plus amos. So again, you have, let's say it's a 10 amma wide, well, 10 is a little problematic, 9 amma wide mavoi, and your lechi is 4 amos, so you have 5 amos of open space. That's a problem. Aval, but mavoi shiva, let's say the mavoi is only 7 amos wide, and your lechi is now 4 amos across. So then, that's not only is that not good, that's even better than a lechi. Nitar ba'omin murba ala paritz. Because now what do you have? You have 7 amos, and it's walled off for 4 out of the amos. That's omin murba ala paritz. That is more of the opening is closed off than it is open. And that's fine, and that's considered to be a wall, and now it's considered to be urshasayachid. That's great. The kalvachomer mechatzer, and the fact that this works is a kalvachomer from a chatzer. The machatzer she'inu niteres b'lechi v'kora. Can you use a lechi and kora to make a mutter to carry in a chatzer? No, but niteres b'oin meruba alaparet. But it is mutter if you close off the majority of the open space around a chatzer. So if you have a chatzer that's, I don't know, 5x5, if you close off 3 amos in each side, that's omen merubah aparetz, that's considered shesayachin, and they can carry in that chatzer. So mavui shenitar b'lechi v'korah, but a mavui that is able, you can use a lechi v'korah to make it mutter for you to carry into it, so certainly, inodin shenitar b'omen merubah aparetz, certainly this trick should work. Gemara says that doesn't necessarily work out because malachatzer shekain pirtzosa be'eser. What are you talking about? A chatzer, if you have a pirtza in the chatzer, if you have an opening in the chatzer, that's 10 tvachim, 10 amos rather, 10 amos or 10 tvachim. That's what happens when you have numbers without qualifiers. Sorry. I want to say tvachim. I don't know why I just jumped to say amos. That's why I'm trying to check and find the Rashi over here. Maybe it is amos. Yeah, it's mavos. It's amos. My bad. So if you look at Rashi over here, there's no dibar maschal on it. It's at the end of the long eno din Rashi. So the Rashi over here at the end says kaim alam masnisin kol pirtzah shibeser amos muteris. Okay, my fault. That's already. Again, like I said, you have to be familiar with the rest of the Masechta to learn the daf that you're on. So we'll get to it. Mitzvah on Tes Vav Amud Beis. So a chotzer is no good if it has 10 amos of a pirza of open space. Then it loses its status as a chotzer. But that can't be compared to mavoi. Back in the Gemara, Tomer b'mavoi shepirtzasu ba'arba. But a mavoi is pirza is, as we're going to learn, I think tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken, that a mavoi, if it has 4 amos of no good, of open space, then that's no good. So how could you tell, how could you learn a kavachomer from a chater, which has a different halacha, that's a more machmir, right, or more makel, rather, that is loses its shusayach status only after 10 amos, but mavui loses it after 4. So the Gemara says, kasar Rav Huna, breder of Yeshua, mavui namin pritz also be eser. So simply, Rav Huna, breder of Yeshua holds that no. But for a mavui, the eser amos is also the same shear as a chater. So Gemara says, Laman Kaminan. So one second, who is he saying this according to? He's saying this according to Rav Huna. For Rav Huna, pirtz also be dalitz, virale. Rav Huna holds that a mavui is dalit amos, not 4. So Rav Huna, breda of Yeshua, time of the nafshi kamar. So you're right. So Rav Huna, not Rav Huna, but Rav Huna, breda of Yeshua, is saying his own shita. Right? He holds that a chater and a mavui has pirtzoso by eser is only 10 amos will make it no good. Rav Ashi Amar, afil tema b'mavui shmona. Again, if you remember, we said, what was the whole thing that Rav Huna, breda of Yeshua said? That the whole concept of a mavui being 4 amos is no good. That's only if the mavui is bigger than shmona amos. But Rav Ashi says even if the mavui is shmona, nami lo tzorich lechi. Then if it's literally 8 across and the lechi is 4 amos across, so that's literally half the space. So it doesn't need another lechi because manav shach. Because either way, e omid nafish nitzar ba omid meruba al aparas. It again, it's not going to be exactly 4 and 8. Well, you can't, it's not going to split 50-50. So if the lechi is 51% of the opening, so then you have omid meruba al aparetz, then you have more wall than space, and that works to make it rishus yachid. If you paretz, and if it's 49% lechi, so then nafish, it paretz nafish, and if the opening is, 51%, meaning the lechi, the wood, is 49%, so then nido mishum lechi, so then it's fine, because a lechi can be up until Dalet Amos, and here it's a slightly less than Dalet Amos. So the Gemara says, "My Amr is to show to Arvayu, ki adodi havelei suffik devrayim, the suffik devrayim lehakel." Right? Because what else are you going to do? Right? You can tell me that they're exactly equal. Right? It's going to be, it's a suffik. Right? So you're never going to be able to get it exact. And suffik midirabanan lekula. Now Tosa says, well, "What are you talking about? Right? What do you mean it's a suffik? Whether it's exactly Dalet Amos?" Right, we have a tape measure is not a new invention. Right, that's what Tosas asks. Why can't you just ask? Why can't you just check? Right, if you look at the last Tosas on the daf, the Suffik Devrayim Lahakel, my Suffik Devrayim Hakaimalan to be the other Mefshel Tzamtzem. You can measure. You can figure it out. So if you look at Tosas on Vav and Aleph, that's what an old Chavrusa of mine used to call an iceberg Tosos, that starts, you only see the tip of it on one amud, but then on the other amud it's longer. This is not so big, but and really works nice only when it's on amud aleph, and then you flip the page and it's the entire amud beis. So either way, the Tosos over here on Vav Amud Aleph answers, he gives a couple answers, but the first one at least is, since Chazal were not going to make you go to great lengths to figure out the measurements exactly by the Durabanan. So if you look at the second line of Tosos on Vav and Aleph, Hov e efshar letzamtzem ela al yedei torech gadol. Since it's going to be a pain, yes, a tape measure, fine, but then you have to measure the entire thing, and you have to measure whether it's exactly 50%, not a hair more or less. Okay, that's a pain. So therefore, lo tzrichu letzamtzem velimdo b'safik divrehem. If it's a Durabanan and it's a safik, so Chazal were not makbid, did not make you measure exactly. Okay, shkoyach builder Rabosei, we'll go weiter on the Hilul Shabbos tomorrow, as we learn more of Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Erevin. Have a tremendous Shabbos, and a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.